Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Not bad. Let's just start off with some of your early thoughts about the Patriots and what maybe jumps off the page for you.
Well, about the same every time you face them, you know, and you start watching the tape. They've had a fantastic season, and quarterbacks obviously, playing at a high level. And I know I'm missing some guys and on both sides of the ball. I mean, that's the NFL today, and you got injuries, and there's some guys that we've had to put on IR, and some guys that obviously they've had to put on, IR. But they've adapted, and they do a great job in all three phases. Extremely well coached, as everybody knows. They're very disciplined. They're a team that's not going to beat itself, and so it's a huge undertaking, and huge challenge for us.
You guys have run a lot of no huddle this year. How much of the success that you guys have had doing that comes back to a familiarity with Andrew and the options that he has around him, and maybe timing or schematic decisions?
Well, again, you got to have the guy under center, obviously that can handle a lot, and certainly Andrew is more than capable and does a great job, with it, and it's. It's something that we can utilize and do, from time to time. And again, he does a great job with it. He does a great job of getting us in. He's a smart guy, and he prepares extremely well and studies. And he does a great job of identifying things, if you will, and does a good job of getting us in the right place.
Chuck, how's the diversity of the Patriots running game impact your defensive game planning?
Can you say that again?
Sure.
Please?
The diversity of the Patriots running game, the fact that they have three different backs who can do so many different things in different styles, how does that impact the way you have to prepare, mostly in your front seven, but also with your safeties?
No, it's a heck of a challenge, what LeGarrette's doing Ridley and then certainly with Shane, coming in and Bolden's no slouch. I mean, they got a stable of guys that are all, more than capable. And you look at the 1-2 punch that, LeGarrette and Ridd have been, and you look at, almost identical numbers, across the board. And it's a huge challenge. Garrett's a big, strong, physical, downhill runner that if you don't tackle this guy and you don't get a number of hats on him, he's always getting positive yards. He's always falling forward. He breaks a ton of tackles. He's got a lot of yards, after contact. Ridley's, the same way. He's strong and can make the jump cut, good vision, all those things. And then a guy like Shane Vereen comes in and he's so dynamic. It's almost, Marshall Faulk and Kevin Faulk, and you go back to all the great ones, third down guys that splitting him out and empty and throwing him deep balls and throwing him, the screen game. It's going to be a huge challenge for us.
One quick follow just on Brady. When they had Gronkowski and Hernandez and more staple guys in their offense, they could be a little bit more predictable. Have their losses caused them to be more diverse and in a way more difficult to predict?
Yes and no. Again, he's still, they still do a great job of finding ways to move the ball up and down the field and score points and score touchdowns. And, I think they're averaging a little over 28 points a game. And so they've still managed to do a phenomenal job, on offense. And I think they finished, ranked seventh in the league. And they're running the ball from 130 a game and 250 through the air and all that stuff. So, like I said, they've done a tremendous job. I mean, the system's been in place, and they do a great job of bringing guys in and plugging them in and putting them in the right spots. Mm-hmm. You know, Josh does a phenomenal job with them, and you know, they put them in position to make plays. And so, you know,
good deal.
I think with all those other guys, I mean, it's a matchup, you know, matchup nightmare, you know, across the board.
Hey, Chuck, I've heard some of the NFL pundit quarterbacks say over the last month or so that the thing about Andrew is that he doesn't make the same mistake twice. Is that a valid comment? And if it is, why?
Well, he's a very bright guy. You know, he's able to you know, compartmentalize and you know, come off the field. You know, after you know, if it's you know, a pick he's thrown or whatever, he's done such a great job this year. From year one to year two and managing the offense and managing the game and taking care of the football. And, you know, we had the fewest amount of turnovers in the league this year at 14. And I know we had a couple, you know, last week. But he does a great job of, you know, putting that behind him. He figures out, okay, where he made the mistake and what he missed. And he's got great recall. And, you know, he studies so much tape and prepares himself so well that you know, he's able to identify and see things, even if it was a year ago. He's got that, you know, probably, you know, what Tom has and you know, what Peyton has and all the great ones have is, you know, the ability to identify and see things and put things, you know, behind him and move on.
Chuck, did the decision to bring in Deion Branch, was the fact that he's been a former Patriot play into your decision at all?
No, not at all. We had worked out, you know, Deion, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, Ryan and his staff, you know, bring in guys, you know, every week to work out and, you know, and have guys, you know, that you know about and give physicals to in case you have an injury here or there. And you know, we were a little bit short, you know, at the wide receiver position, and we had worked out, you know, Deion, he came in and, you know, had a great workout for us. He was in shape. You know, he's local. He's right in our backyard. You know, so we knew about him and knew who he was from a physical standpoint. And again, every, you know, decision we make is based on two things and what's best for the team and what helps us win. And we feel like we got a guy that's a former, you know, Super Bowl MVP that's played, you know, a lot of good football at a high level, so he can help us.
You still anticipate Hayward Bay's not going to be able to play this weekend?
It's going to be tough. You know, he's a quick healer and, you know, he's you know, been round the clock in the training room getting treatment, and so you know, hopefully he'll come back you know, sooner than later.
One more on Andrew. I know you weren't here last year, but you know, you obviously saw the game and watched the film again. How far has he come since that day to now?
Well, I think you'd have to say you know, we've made progress. Again, you know, we've had some really good, you know, some really good wins, and we've had some disappointing, you know, losses this season. And but the one thing that this group has done, and I think it's because of, you know, guys like Andrew and our veteran leaderships, guys like Robert and Reggie, even though Reggie's been out, you know, since the Denver game, and Antoine Bethea and Adam Vinatieri and Corey Redding and all those guys, we got great vets in the locker room, and you know, whether it's a big win or, you know, disappointing loss, they've been able to, you know, stick to the process and put it behind them and move on and move on to the next game. And so from that standpoint, you know, we've matured and guys have a better understanding, you know, what we want to get done in all three phases.
Chuck, from looking back at the last time you guys played the Patriots, that 59-24 loss, how much does that play into what you see from this team this year?
Again, you're going to cover all your bases and of course, you know, look at the tape, evaluate it again, try to find, you know, the things that, you know, the errors that you made and the mistakes that you made and find the good things that you did. And then you look at, obviously, you know, the tape from this year. You know, we're a different team. They're a different team. In certain areas, you know, there's probably carryover system-wise, scheme-wise, philosophy-wise, concepts, you know, in offense, defense, and special teams. But, you know, we'll, you know, certainly, you know, cover all our bases and make sure that, you know, we've watched everything we need to.
I guess what is the differences that you see from that Patriots team last year where, you know, obviously there were guys like Wes Welker and Rob Gronkowski available and whatnot to this team this year. And the different weapons that they have.
Well, they're not there right now. But certainly, you know, you got guys like Julian Edelman with 105 catches and playing great football, and adding Amendola, to the mix, and certainly the guys that are playing the tight end position for him now are more than capable, and the runners that they have, and all those type of things. Jerseys, jersey numbers may have changed a little bit, and the names, but you're still looking at a very productive offense and defense and special teams. I mean, they're sound in all three phases. They got players in all three phases that can make huge plays, and so few new faces and so forth, and we've got some new ones. We've lost guys, they've lost guys, but that's the nature of the beast. That's the NFL.